The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hey folks, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Mother's Day is just around the corner, so head on over to BubbleGenius.com and pick up their Mother Scrubber Earth Mother Gift Pack. This lovely mom-themed gift basket is perfect for cosmic hippie goddesses everywhere. You'll get their Yo Mama Cocoa Butter Soap, Peace, Love, and Happiness Soap, and Hippie Stench Artesian Perfume Oil. Have a spa day on Mount Olympus. Only $30 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let's start the damn show.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools. And you see all these little kids running around. Can't talk about it.
Why?
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream. Like I did. It's important.
I spent my whole life chasing the American dream. There are a lot of my colleagues that have heard me make this statement that I didn't come here to be a congressman. I came here to do something. And I think at the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people. That's at the top of our list.
We're having fun because we're number one. And the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
This is an outrage. I demand an investigation. Turn those machines back on.
Literally. It is Thursday, April 28, 2016. This is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right over there.
Hola.
Chez Pazina.
Yes.
We're brought to you every show by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap ever. Just in time for Mother's Day. Go shopping right over there. BubbleGenius.com. Buy your mom lots of soap. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, and who doesn't need a lawyer in these litigious times, better call Bo. Or what you can do just to start off with is to go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez and get free legal advice from Charles J. Bowen. It's a bargain at twice the price. We pass the savings along to you. Okay. Big show today. Lots of things to talk about. Obviously, lots of things to talk about from Tuesday, from the Tuesday primaries and the consequences of all of that. But before we dive into politics, just a bit of a programming note, maybe more of a technical note. I'm much better at talking on a podcast than I am at actually doing tech things. I think Chez and I are pretty much at about the same level as far as tech goes. And we've been having this ongoing problem with signing up for the after party, with not only signing up for the after party, but also logging into the after party. For some reason, we got flooded with traffic like 3-4 weeks ago. And so I had to deactivate a bunch of crap. And then when I reactivated a bunch of crap on the website, nothing was working on the after party. So we've been trying to figure it out, trying to troubleshoot. We finally solved the problem today. Finally today, everything is functioning normally on the After Party podcast. That's our subscription-only podcast that we do. And we've got lots of subscribers, and we've got this huge archive going back to early 2012 when we first started doing the After Party. None of that was accessible, but it's all accessible now. Everything is working. But yesterday, I decided, you know what? I'm tired of waiting around for this to be fixed. I'm tired of troubleshooting. Let's just consolidate everything. So I sent out this blast email to all of our subscribers telling people to unsubscribe from the after party and sign up at Patreon. And that was the whole point of the email. And I did the dumb guy thing with the email. I accidentally made all of those email addresses visible in the to line. It's just, it's a, the one of the big sort of technical email, mail, mailing list, bonehead maneuvers. And that's, yeah, that's what I did. And so, of course, I got lots of lots of complaint emails back saying, why'd you do that? Oh, it's okay, Bob. So I sent another email out apologizing for that. And then today, everything's fixed, so that's entirely irrelevant. So I sent out this email blast, revealed all those email addresses to everybody accidentally, and then had to send a second apology email. And then this morning, I had to send a third email that said, oops, it's all fixed now. So the good news is you can... You still have all the options that you've ever had for signing up for the After Party podcast. You can do it at bobseska.com for $6 a month. You can buy individual episodes at our Bandcamp page for $2 an episode. Or you can just go to patreon.com/bobandchez and sign up at the $10 level. Get the After Party plus two post-mortem shows every week at the $10 level. At the $15 level, you get everything. Commercial-free, not safe for work version of this show, plus the After Party, plus the post-mortem shows, and that's at $15 a month. So, all right. So, we've got that all squared away. That's all done. I apologize to everyone who got those email blasts. I'm just a big stupid when it comes to doing technical things like that. Obviously, based on the fact, too, that it took me a month to resolve that problem. All right, so we got to get into politics now at this point because we've got probably, this might be our biggest primary season news day that we've had so far because we're getting...
Because we found out that Ted Cruz is Lucifer.
Ted Cruz is Lucifer. And
you know,
we heard
funny, everybody's going with that. Yeah. I don't think that that's the best part of that quote. I think the miserable son of a bitch is the best part of that quote.
Miserable son of a bitch. And then later on, he says that Reagan would have been a moderate, but would have been considered a moderate today by all of these people.
Absolutely.
Who are
Reagan never would have been elected as a Republican. Never. He would have been run out of town on a rail.
Yeah, exactly. And that's and that's one of the things that John Boehner was recognizing today. Totally weird. We're going to get to that story in a little bit. But I think the main thing is, you know, I think we finally have a Democratic nominee here. Yes, we do. I think we can all relax a little bit now and observe the mayhem on the Republican side and not worry so much about what's happening on the Democratic side, because I think we finally have a nominee at long last. It's like, it's a big sigh of relief coming from me. I mean, I just spent the last couple of days going, oh my God.
I mean, look, you're still going to get a lot of yelling and screaming. Yeah. AP reports today that harassment of the Democratic superdelegates has like peaked.
Oh, really?
But,
has it?
Yeah. But I mean, for the most part, these are death throes. It's over.
Yeah.
This thing, you know, I'll say it again. This thing has been over since March 15th, but it absolutely is over now. There's just nothing he can do. It's not, you know, sorry, guys. Sorry, Sanders supporters. Bernie is not coming back. Mm-hmm. He's not flipping the superdelegates. Clinton is your nominee. Suck it up and deal.
Yeah. Now, after.
And not suck it up and deal. Unify, because that's important.
Well,
you know, keep your eye on the prize and unify.
Exactly. I mean, there are a lot of things that I think Bernie supporters can do moving forward to continue the revolution. This doesn't mean the revolution has to end. It can absolutely continue on in terms of options, in terms of ways for all of those supporters to basically become their own Bernie Sanders character and to infiltrate Democratic politics and to start making those changes at the grassroots level on up. Again, there are so many open seats to run for when it comes to local elections at the school board level, the city council level, even run for mayor, for God's sake. That's where Bernie Sanders got his start, as mayor of Burlington. Start there. I mean, that's entirely possible. You can do it on the cheap. If you've got the energy to do it and you've got the time to do it, why not do it?
Yeah, totally run for mayor of Burlington, because honestly, like, if you promise like free hacky sacks, you'll get elected.
The other thing you could do is run for various Democratic committees. You can run for your local Democratic committee as a precinct captain. You do all these things and then you suddenly have all kinds of influence. And I think that's a positive way to turn things around. We're going to get to in a little bit. maybe the negative way to try to turn things around, which is coming from Cenk Uygur and H.A. Goodman, who are
praying out loud that the FBI does their work for them, that the FBI does what the voters of this country wouldn't do,
exactly,
which is put us under Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. Where there's, I mean, and the funny thing is I guess we'll talk about it now. The strange thing and the very frustrating thing is, and we've been talking about this a lot, and we've been noticing it a lot, at least for the last 3 years, is that, you know, the circle of progressives that Cenk Uygur runs with have been very recently, I would say in the last 3-4 years, starting to play fast and loose with the facts.
Absolutely.
I wrote, again,
they have become they're the left-wing Tea Party.
Yeah. And in this case, Cenk Uygur's talking about, I mean, repeatedly saying on his show that there are some 50-some FBI agents working on Hillary Clinton's emails. That is on its face nonsense.
Yeah.
At the very most, that is
absolute crap.
What's the number? At the very most, the FBI assigns what, 20 FBI agents to a terrorism task force? There's no way.
I think the final number, and I feel bad for this, I don't want to be quoted on this, but I think the final number was something like 12 or 17 or somewhere around the 12 people.
Yeah, there's a very small number, but what's happening is that Cenk is reporting a much larger number. Now, there might be agents and then staffers that accumulate to 50 people, but to say FBI 50 FBI agents is patently false. That's completely...
You know what I find really amusing is that the argument, the primary argument that idiots like Cenk and H.A. Goodman continue to make is that somehow, I mean, Jesus Christ, Cenk trafficked in this so hardcore. He trafficked in so much conspiracy theory when Bernie was going down the other night. You know, he was all about the, you know, voter fraud and all that crap. But for people who think that this election is somehow the system is rigged and this election is being stolen and that kind of crap and the establishment sucks, the idea they can't even see the irony that they're essentially turning to the FBI in the hope that they will subvert the will of the people, that they will subvert the election.
Yeah. And this is not I mean,
honestly, H.A. Goodman literally called out to the FBI. He wrote an open letter to the FBI saying, you need to do this because democracy depends on it.
Yeah,
so basically the subtext of that is the people.
Yeah.
Fuck what they want.
Okay, so here's where we are coming out of Tuesday's primaries. Hillary Clinton has 1,661 pledged delegates. Bernie Sanders at 1,374. That's out of 2,025 delegates needed for a majority. Now, I'm not sure. We may have talked about this before, but the number that's being tossed around popularly in the media, that 2,383 number, that's the majority needed with superdelegates. So if you take the total number of pledged delegates plus the total number of superdelegates and divide by half, that halfway mark is 2,383. But if you're only talking about a majority for pledged delegates, that's at 2,025. So Hillary Clinton appears to be about 400, little under 400 delegates away from securing that 2,025. Mathematically, extraordinarily difficult for Bernie Sanders to catch up there. I mean, almost as difficult as it would be for Ted Cruz to catch up and win the nomination.
I love how Ted Cruz is basically pretending like he's already the nominee.
Oh yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to name a running mate. Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, we're going to get into the Ted Cruz the Ted Cruz vice presidential running mate announcement here in just a second. But I want to talk about where we are now in terms of the general election. I guess we can switch gears over to, you know, kind of forecasting where we are with a Hillary Clinton Donald Trump Hillary Clinton Donald Trump matchup. And Donald Trump already, you know, he was trying to be presidential. I guess he was trying to switch gears to become more presidential. That got all blown away the other day with it, not only his victory speech, but his appearance the next morning on Morning Joe. And then on top of all of that, and the other thing, of course, he was saying about Hillary Clinton playing the woman card. We're going to get to that in just a few minutes here. But, you know, but I want to talk about this first map that Nate Silver has released regarding the general election matchup. and electoral votes, which at this point, looking at all the polling, and I almost hesitate to say this because I know how effing complacent Democrats get. Right now, Hillary Clinton's got 374 electoral votes to Donald Trump's 164 electoral votes. This map, if the election was held right now, this map is insanely blue. I mean, all that Donald Trump really has are just those middle states, you know, the Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, plus Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, South Carolina, and Indiana. And that is it. Everything else is blue, including Arizona, including Georgia. Georgia goes blue if the election were held today between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Georgia. That's pretty astounding. So that gives us, again, 374 electoral votes to 164 electoral votes. And, you know, the real key to following along what happens, what's going to happen in the general election, is to just keep an eye on the electoral map. You know, there's lots of distractions going on with regard to, and there always are, every year, the people get distracted by the national polls. Well, the national polls are more or less irrelevant. You got to keep an eye on the individual state polls to determine what the electoral vote count is going to be. And that's showing a massive electoral landslide for Hillary Clinton against a would-be Republican nominee, Donald Trump. But that, of course, brings us to Trump himself. And, you know, he seems to be doing what he's really damn close. I mean, he's like, I think there was an article today showing that he could win two more states. I mean, if he wins two more states, he could actually secure the 1237 delegates that he needs to win the nomination.
He's going to win. I mean, not only is he going to win, I don't know whether he's going to get all the delegates he needs, but the Republican Party is probably just going to coalesce around him. Yeah. They're just going to throw their hands up and just, you know, hold their noses and accept that this is it.
Nate Cohen wrote a pretty good piece here for the New York Times, the Upshot column here. And he said, that leaves Indiana and California the most competitive remaining contests and also the ones with the most delegates at stake. Neither state is thought to be as strong for Mr. Trump as the five states were on Tuesday, but Mr. Trump has led in every poll conducted in the two states since March. They have a combined 229 pledged delegates, and they're awarded winner-take-all statewide by congressional district. If Mr. Trump wins both of those states, Indiana and California, he will be favored to win the nomination. A clear win in California, but a loss in Indiana would set up a contested convention where the unpledged Pennsylvania delegates could be decisive. Mr. Trump's opponents feel a particular urgency about defeating him in Indiana. Well, of course. I mean, this is where, I guess, the Kasich-Cruz alliance, which is now the Kasich-Cruz-Fiorina alliance, will come in handy to stopping Trump. And that's what's fascinating about this, and where I end up falling in here, is while I think that Trump is much more favorable as a potential president than Ted Cruz, I want Ted Cruz to be doing better at this point in order to flummox the whole thing and send it to a contested convention. So I'm so sure. Conflicted. I want the contested convention, but I don't want to support Ted Cruz.
It's just that's a Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
That's the worst possible choice to be made, choosing between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz,
yeah,
because they're both fucking monsters.
They are. But I mean, I think Ted Cruz is far, far worse. I mean, we've had indications that Donald Trump could moderate his positions a little bit because he's got no core values. The guy's going to blow the way the political winds are blowing. So naturally, someone like Ted Cruz will totally not. I mean, Ted Cruz is going to be locked down. Ted Cruz is never, ever going to change.
Yeah, because Cruz doesn't care what anyone thinks of him.
That's
he is
right.
The most hated man in Washington, and he doesn't care about that one bit.
You know, I just, among many, many things, I can't stand the way he talks. I cannot stand the way Ted Cruz talks. He's so full of shit. When he is talking, it just screams full of shit. And we're going to talk about one of those instances where he he's trying to quote Hoosiers yesterday, and it didn't quite work out the way he wanted it to work out. We're going to talk about that after we talk about Harry's Razors. Okay, so everyone who's ordered a Harry's razor from harrys.com already knows this. But if you're still undecided as to whether to sign up at harrys.com, it's time to pull the trigger already, especially if you're interested in a clean, close, and affordable shaving experience. Speaking of ordering, once you get your Harry's kit in the mail, you'll immediately witness the Harry's quality in terms of both the razors and the packaging. It's literally like opening a new iPhone. The packaging alone is artistic, and the razors look like they're from the future. So no matter which color handle you choose, it's like you're using some sort of Star Trek razor. Do what I and over a million others have done. Men and women make the switch to Harry's shaving products. Now imagine getting the same great razors that I use, three sweet five-bladed cartridges, moisturizing shave cream, and more for just $15 with a money-back satisfaction guarantee. Stand up against overpriced store-bought blades, you, and those protective glass display cases by shopping with harrys.com. And don't forget, ladies, Harry's is perfect for your legs and your armpits. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code BANC, that's B-A-N-D-C, for $5 off your first Harry shave. Plus, you'll be supporting the show by taking good care of your face or your legs with Harry's razors. That's harrys.com.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Welcome back to the show, our Thursday show. Thank you for joining us today. Okay. So, Donald Trump talked about the woman card when discussing Hillary Clinton's candidacy. When has Hillary Clinton played the woman card?
In Donald Trump's eyes, the woman card is simply that she's a woman.
Yeah.
That's it. She, by simply existing, she's playing the woman card.
You know, what's funny to me is that for almost 250 years, presidential candidates have been playing the man card.
Yeah.
I mean, almost literally, in many, many cases, presidents and presidential candidates always play the man card. I mean, you know, I think the most famous man card ever played was President Kennedy. President Kennedy initiated the space race in the United States, where we literally sent rocket ships into outer space that are shaped like dicks. We fired rocket-powered dicks, many of them, into space. That, to me, if that's not the man card, I don't know what is. But, I mean, George W. Bush, another guy, played the man card all the time. I mean, the whole thing with landing on the USS Abraham Lincoln with the flight suit and all that crap and the cod piece wearing. I mean, talk about the goddamn man card. Every single one of those videos, you'll see them at the Republican convention this year. The videos of the candidates wearing like cowboy hats and riding
horses.
Because
Republicans are always about being very manly.
Of course.
That's a big conservative reactionary thing. Is being, you know, cowboys, manly.
Yeah. And the fact that Hillary Clinton happens to be a woman is the woman card, evidently.
But yeah, I mean, George W. Bush landing on the aircraft carrier, that was like if Hillary Clinton had basically held a press conference in a shoe store.
Yeah, that's right. In a big walk-in closet.
Yeah, exactly. Full of shoes.
Right, full of shoes. That's exactly right. Yeah, it'd be like if Hillary
Clinton...
We're
here today. Thank you so much for showing up at Jimmy Choo.
We're going to send a rocket ship to Mars, and it's going to be shaped like lipstick. I don't know. The USS Volva. That's right. Well, you know, Trump is not helping himself. He's already got a serious, serious issue with women voters. I mean, you think his unfavorables are bad just, I mean, among all Americans.
But the fun thing about him is that he genuinely doesn't realize it because he's just that lost, or he's unwilling to admit it.
Yeah.
That you know, because he constantly says, look at how good I do with women. Look at how good I do. You did terribly. Women hate you.
Right.
Women fucking despise you.
Yeah. His unfavorables right now, his unfavorables with women, 70%. Only 23% favorable with women, which makes me wonder, who the hell are these women? Who are these 23% of women? But what we've learned over the years is that when it gets down to about 23%, if it's at any number that's less than 25%, we're getting into like Sasquatch territory. Like people,
the answer to that question, by the way, all mail order brides.
That's right.
All European mail order brides.
Yeah. But I mean, what we're really talking about is like there are, I don't know what, 23% of Americans who think Sasquatch is real. You know, that's kind of where we are. People around that level just generally believe nonsense. So you can't really take that number seriously as being a reasonable block of people. But the thing that we really need to look at, the thing that the Donald Trump campaign really should be looking at, is the fact that he's, God, 70% unfavorable. That's up from 58% in July. It was 58% back in July, now up to 70%, basically because he keeps opening his big yapper. I don't know how he's going to fix that. How does he fix that? Is he going to? Yeah, I mean, is he going to choose a woman for his running mate?
Oh, dear God, wow.
Which makes me think, God, I mean, it could be just about anybody. I thought it was going to be Chris Christie. Although based on that picture of him wearing that baseball uniform, he could be a woman. Chris Christie could actually be a woman.
Carrie Prejean.
That's right. There you go.
Bringing her back for another 15 minutes of pop culture infamy.
Well, I mean, he could choose Melania.
He could. He could choose his daughter since, you know, he wants to have sex with her.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, I don't think even that is going to help him at all.
No, nothing's going
to
help him.
It basically is just playing, if he were to do that, he's just playing identity politics, and he's doing the same thing that he's accusing Hillary Clinton of doing. He's playing the woman card.
He's playing the woman card.
Exactly. So, and of course, that brings us then to Ted Cruz. Because Ted Cruz made a big announcement yesterday. We're going to talk about that after a break. But before we launch into a break, Donald Trump appeared with former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight.
Because that's exactly the kind of person you want to get to win over those independents.
And women, by the way.
Women, yeah.
Bobby Knight,
vote for me or Bobby Knight will throw a chair at you.
He'll throw a chair and, you know, call you an MF-er, blah, blah, blah. That's what he does. So Bobby Knight appears on the stump with Trump yesterday and praises the idea that Donald Trump will use the bomb. Donald Trump's not afraid to use the bomb.
The bomb.
The bomb.
What is it, like 1957?
Right. Yeah, he was started out by praising his one of his favorite presidents, Harry Truman. He said, Bobby Knight said, Harry Truman, with what he did in dropping and having the guts to drop the bomb in 1944, saved millions of American lives, Knight said, as quoted by Politico. And that's what Harry Truman did. And he became one of the three great presidents of the United States. Did he? One of the three great presidents of the United States.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Harry Truman.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
I mean, he's up there. He's okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
Harry Truman's remembered as a good president.
Yeah, but one of the three great presidents. So, all right. And
put it this way. We have four that are on Mount Rushmore.
Right. One of those people is not Harry Truman. Bobby Knight continued on by saying, and here's a man who would do the same thing, referring to Trump, because he's going to become one of the four great presidents of the United States. But he said that he'll have the guts to drop the bomb, just like Harry Truman.
God, that's important.
He'll have the guts to drop the bomb. This is right after Donald Trump said during his foreign policy address, he said the single greatest threat to the world is nuclear weapons.
After that, Bobby Knight went out and got a two martini lunch, and he smacked his secretary around. He and Don Draper.
On that note, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about Ted Cruz right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the after party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
And the second half of today's show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon.com, enter that site using our link. It's just below the logo at BobSeska.com. And we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show. Thank you. All right. So Ted Cruz made a big announcement. I guess it was supposed to be his game changer, which is weird because at this point, Ted Cruz needs 104% of all the remaining delegates in order to win the nomination.
Yeah, he's not going to get it.
104%.
And that announcement was so ridiculous, he may as well have just said, you know what, here's how I'm going to redecorate the White House.
I know.
Okay, that's good. That's a fine pipe dream, too.
Honest to God, I don't know what his calculus here is. I guess he was looking for a woman. I guess Ted Cruz was playing the woman card in some way to kind of be, you know, kind of dampen Hillary Clinton's momentum.
I mean,
coming
wanted,
out of
he
Tuesday
to jump on the he wanted to jump on the coattails of the huge popularity of Carly Fiorina.
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely want to get a taste of that.
Yeah, I mean, it turns out Carly Fiorina has lower favorables than Ted Cruz has. So Ted Cruz's favorables are at 31%, which is dismal. Carly Fiorina's favorables, 25%. He chose someone who is less popular than he is, and he is profoundly unpopular.
0 times 0 equals 0.
Exactly. So he's already picked a drag on his ticket. Someone who is less liked than Ted Cruz. Everyone hates Ted Cruz. And Carly Fiorina is less popular.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, there are different ways I could say that, but it's true. I mean, what a stupid move. Who else is supporting Ted Cruz? There are a lot of there are some women who support Ted Cruz, believe it or not. You could have Phil. I mean, Phil Robertson isn't a woman. But if he wanted a game changer, why don't you pick Phil Robertson as his vice president running?
Or because I think he's going to be. Isn't he going to be like secretary to the UN or something like that?
Yeah.
UN ambassador.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. He's already earmarked as UN ambassador. That'll work well.
Mm-hmm.
He could have picked Rand Paul or Ron Paul. Can you imagine if he had picked Ron Paul?
Oh dear God,
that would have been a massive coup. First of all. And then there would have been heads exploding all around the internet.
You would have to go get him from the floor of Congress where he's still giving his angry, bitter goodbye speech.
Yeah.
Liberty!
Right. But disaffected libertarians will have to dust off their Relovolution memes and bumper stickers. And, you know, he could have, you know what? Who else supports Ted Cruz is Michelle Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann could have been on board with Ted Cruz. You know, God, here's another one. If he really wanted a game changer, you know who else supports Ted Cruz?
Mm.
Porn star Jenna Jameson.
That would have been good. Cruz Jameson.
Should I say former porn star? She's still working.
I don't think she is.
Jenna Jameson. But she's a Cruz supporter. But instead, he picked Carly Fiorina, of all people. Carly Fiorina, who hasn't been elected to anything.
Yep.
She hasn't won. She won one election, and that was the primary for U.S. Senate. That's it. She never actually won the Senate race. She's won nothing. And this is the person who Ted Cruz has selected to turn his campaign around, to see that he at least gets the 100% of the remaining delegates, which he's not going to get.
Yeah.
But he seems to think that if he does this, I mean, and I can't recall another time when this has ever happened, where a second place candidate who has zero chance of winning a majority of delegates, I almost said pledged delegates, but on the Republican side, they're all pledged delegates, who has chosen a vice presidential running mate while still in second place and having no chance of winning.
That's what I mean. He may as well have just said, you know what? I've announced that I'm starting my own space race, personally. I am personally we're going to go to the moon. That's something we're
going to
do.
From now on, I am going to wear a clown nose and big, fat, floppy shoes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Completely worthless.
Yeah, I mean, Chez might as well pick a vice presidential running mate at this point.
That's it, exactly. Yes,
because you have just as much a chance of winning delegates, 104% of the remaining Republican delegates, as Ted Cruz has.
Yeah.
Jesus God, and to me, this above everything else underscores the fact that Ted Cruz doesn't have the ability to make good decisions. Because this is his first, realistically, this is Ted Cruz's first real executive decision.
Yeah. And I mean, that's how lost he is.
Yeah. He's picked his Senate staff. He's picked his campaign staff. That's kind of a thing. But as far as public recognition of some sort of hiring that Ted Cruz is doing. He's picked Carly Fiorina, and it's a phenomenal blunder. Again, no one likes her. When we come back from a break, this is a great example of how much, how ludicrous this choice is, really, because Carly Fiorina just randomly broke into song yesterday.
Exactly.
During the announcement. We're going to play that audio after one last break, back right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Yeah, they even have a logo now for Cruz Fiorina.
Thank God.
Jesus Christ, they did it. And it looks like it says, it's weirdly designed, it looks like it says, Ted Cruz 16, Fiorina. It's like it's got the 16. The 16 doesn't come after Fiorina. It comes after Cruz. So it's like, well, there's Ted Cruz, 16. And then, like, as a footnote, Fiorina.
It just doesn't matter.
So weird. Carly Fiorina, during her acceptance speech, which isn't really an acceptance speech, but she had to get up and talk anyway, she just randomly broke into psychotic song and dance. I don't know what the hell
completely
she was
doing. Creepy.
Really, really creepy. Here's Carly Fiorina yesterday during her address with Ted Cruz.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the song. Let me have four. This is Caroline and Catherine. Right, sure. Love you, girls.
All right. I guess, what does
you
that
know,
say?
You know, the other thing is, like, look, I get it. I know that it's politics, so you have to come around a little bit. You do. You know, how many rivals have we seen turn into partnerships in politics? It happens. It's not a big deal. But the sort of level of disgust that Carly Fiorina had for Ted Cruz, it's just – that to me goes beyond politics because that to me wasn't – it was kind of like the kind of like Bernie hitting Clinton about being sort of corrupt. But it's not actually, you know what, that's not even a fair comparison, because even that is a matter of policy. It's a matter of sort of politics and what you agree with and what you disagree with. But there just seemed to be – there was so much rancor on the right when this whole thing first started. I mean, there still is, but when this whole thing first started, that – the idea that Carly Fiorina would just bite her tongue and hold her nose and say, okay, suddenly I'm best friends with this repulsive piece of shit.
I know. Did you see the – there was an Onion headline today where there's a picture of Heidi Cruz leaning in to whisper something in Carly Fiorina's ear. And it's something like – I think the Onion headline is something like, run while you still can.
Yeah, call the police.
Call the police. Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's just so weird. It's just, I mean, he's picked a running mate who's not really a running mate who will actually hurt him.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, maybe he was thinking California. I don't know. Carly Fiorina is from California. Maybe it's going to help Ted Cruz in California.
It's
but,
not.
But
not
California hates Carly Fiorina.
Yeah, she's despised out here.
Yeah. I mean, she lost her Senate election in California. people in California said, and Republican voters especially said, nope, Carly Fiorina, bad for California. No way.
And you know what? You're right, because that really is, if you look at it from that perspective, if you look at it from the perspective that maybe he made this decision as sort of a strategic thing with California coming up, that, like you said, that really shows that his decision making sucks.
Yeah, really.
That it's just bad. This is the first quote unquote executive decision. And let's face it, he's never getting near the White House. So it's not a fucking executive decision.
Absolutely.
But this is the first sort of governmental executive style decision that he's made. And it was just a horrible one.
Yeah, it was a terrible, terrible decision. And really, it just should make everybody go, and I'm talking about Republicans specifically, what's he thinking? This is the best that Ted Cruz can do. I mean, at least if he was thinking, hey, you know what? I've got to do a game changer. I've got to do like a Sarah Palin style game changer here. Then he should have picked some sort of Republican Party rock star. But he didn't. He picked Carly Fiorina, which by rights should have every Republican screaming,
nine, 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 nine.
No. Why? Right. Why did he do this? Well, meanwhile, John Boehner kind of agrees with us that Ted Cruz is loathsome. But again, invoking Lucifer, he said that Ted Cruz is, quote unquote, Lucifer in the flesh.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
That was Ted Cruz right there talking, evidently. Ted Cruz said,
and I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
It kind of sounds a little bit like the devil there. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not here to vindicate John Boehner, but, you know, this clip of Ted Cruz saying,
and I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
Sounds a little devilish, doesn't it? He continued on by saying, I have Democrat friends. No.
Love that.
Democratic friends. I have Democrat friends. See, that to me, that just negates the idea that he has Democratic friends.
Exactly.
That he refers to them as Democrat friends.
Even an alleged magnanimity, he's a prick.
Yeah. Says, I have Democrat friends and Republican friends. I get along with almost everyone, but I have never worked with a more miserable son of a bitch in my life.
That is good.
Yeah. He said, John Boehner went on to say, Kasich requires more effort on my behalf than all my other friends, but he's still my friend and I love him.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? Didn't cry, though. I was hoping for some tears. Because we love it when John Boehner cries. All right, so let's see what else here. Pete King said the same thing about... Pete King said the exact same thing about Ted Cruz. Well, he was agreeing with John Boehner. Republican Congressman Pete King said, I fully agree with John Boehner, King said on CNN. Maybe he gives Lucifer a bad name by comparing him to Ted Cruz.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
Yeah. I see. I mean, I can see where Cruz is cunning. I believe that 100%.
Yeah.
But he's also dumb.
Yeah, he is dumb.
When I think of the sort of quintessential Lucifer, I think of someone both cunning and, by the way, also charming.
Yes, exactly.
And smart and very charismatic.
Yeah.
And Cruz basically is just evil in the sense that he's a theocratic.
Exactly.
So he's really more of like, you know, it's funny. There's no word quite like it. And that's what Ted Cruz is. He's just a
He is. He really is. And he tries really hard to be charming. I mean, he really is.
And he's terrible at it.
I think his delivery, I think his weird public speaking delivery is Ted Cruz trying to be charming.
I think you're right.
Like he's up here and he's talking like this and then suddenly he has to go, Obamacare. And then he's back up here again and he starts quoting Hoosiers and he says, look at that basketball ring up there. It's just the same height as the basketball ring in New York. And he's up and down, and it's phony baloney cadence. Everything with him is cadence.
I do agree that he is cunning.
Yeah. And by the way, he did say basketball ring. He said, mistakenly, instead of saying basketball rim in Indiana the other day, he said basketball ring.
Well, as you all know, we're here on the Hickory basketball court.
We're here on the Hickory basketball court. so affected. Ultimately, that's what he is. He is affected times a thousand.
And Bruce, who travels with me. Bruce, I want to ask you something. Do you have a tape measure with you?
This is the scene from Hoosiers. He's trying to quote that's the Gene Hackman scene in Hoosiers.
Tell me something. How tall is that basketball rim?
And now, right during the middle of the speech, the guy's got to take out a tape measure and literally starts measuring the height of the basketball rim.
The idea that
there was a staffer who was assigned to go measure the basketball rim during Ted Cruz's speech.
The idea that Ted Cruz fancies himself sort of like the cool Republican, like the guy who's got all of these pop culture references.
Yeah, the Princess
Bride.
At the
tip of his tongue. It's just... the lack of self-awareness is stunning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like David Ogden Stiers in Better Off Dead trying to be hip to John Cusack. Right. Cool out, man.
You're bringing me off.
You're bringing me off.
You're really bringing me off.
You're really bringing me off. Exactly. That's Ted Cruz is David Ogden Stiers in Better Off Dead. You're bringing... that is so effing funny.
10 feet.
10 feet.
You know, the amazing thing is that basketball
ring
here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country. And there is nothing.
Oh, my God.
What an
Hoosiers cannot do.
There is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
He is. That's what just, he does. He's just a turd. He is a dog turd. He is a sentient dog turd.
That's right. As he said, I mean, that's his delivery style. He says everything like that. There is nothing that I won't do to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. He thinks that is both charismatic and that it shows gravitas.
That's right. He's doing an impression of what he thinks presidents should sound like.
Yeah, that melodramatic crap.
Exactly. Oh, God. Well, other news. We're still fighting about HB2 in North Carolina, and we're still making the toity a big issue. And by we, I'm saying the Republicans. The Republicans are making a big deal about who gets to use the toity in North Carolina. And meanwhile, though, while this is all happening, former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, was sentenced to 15 months, you know, in this case in which he was accused of sexual abuse.
Yeah, it amazing, isn't it?
I don't think he wasn't sentenced because of the sexual abuse, though. If he had been, it would have been a much longer sentence. But he got 15 months for what?
Like bank fraud.
But yeah, bank fraud, violating bank rules and regulations. He's got weird bank withdrawals that happen. Plus, he abused young wrestlers who viewed him as a role model. So the judge, Thomas M. Durkin, said the defendant is a serial child molester. Some actions can obliterate a lifetime of good works. Nothing is more stunning than having serial child molester and Speaker of the House in the same sentence. Wow. But again, this is, I think Dennis Hastert was perhaps the longest running Speaker of the House. I think he had the longest term as Speaker of any other Speaker and Republican. And a guy who was a child molester, an admitted child molester. I mean, he confessed to it.
Yeah.
We don't even have to throw alleged in there.
This is a guy who presided over the Bill Clinton impeachment hearings.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then was
all
Speaker.
Of those people were scumbags. Right. Every one of them.
And was
every one of the people at the top of the heap having to do with that impeachment hearing, they were all scum.
Yeah, it was Hastert. It was Newt Gingrich. They were all effing around at the same time. This is just unbelievable. I don't want another way to put this, but the balls of these guys to be making a big deal. Look over there. We don't want any transgender people walking into men or to women's bathrooms and perving out on little girls or whatever assumptions they're making. Oh, and did you see, by the way, there was a video that's been going around where this, I don't know what the PC, a more masculine looking lesbian was standing in line for a public bathroom and was accosted by police officers who insisted she was a man.
Jesus.
And
Christ.
Dragged her out of line. The video's been going around Facebook for the last couple of days, and it is disgusting to look at. To me, it just emphasizes, we made this analogy many times, but it, to me, looks like something that you would see on The Simpsons, just like this inchoate rage on display about something, about a complete myth. You know, and that's what the police are reacting to. They're reacting to the Republican myth. Oh, my God, a boy is trying to go into the women's bathroom. And by the way, she wasn't even in the women's bathroom yet. She was maybe sixth or seventh in line.
Yeah.
And got dragged out because she didn't look like a, you know, a typical woman. And this was obviously a major trespass against the law. So they dragged her out. There's lots of screaming. People all around, including the person taking the cell phone video, screaming, she's a woman. She's a woman. And the police officers didn't care. Dragged her off and arrested her. Trying to go into the ladies' room. Un-effing believable. And there's another story that's coming to us from the great state of Oklahoma that we're going to get to during the postmortem show. And yes, someone else stepped into the ongoing debate of what is rape and what isn't rape.
Oh, good. I always like it when they do that.
Yeah. Always nice when Republican judges delve into the definition of rape and what constitutes rape. We're going to talk about that in the postmortem show. If you want to hear the postmortem show, go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. And if you don't know how to spell Patreon, first of all, it's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, go to bobseska.com and click the Patreon link at the top of the page. You can't miss some big capital letters. That takes you to Patreon. You can sign up at the $1 level. That just shows your support. That shows us that you love us and that you want to see us continue doing the show. And we really appreciate your support at $1 a month. At $5, you get the postmortem show, which is the sort of the mini show that we do at the end of our free Tuesday and Thursday shows. It's sort of like a mini after party. Lots of obscenities going on in the postmortem show. At $10, you get the after party and the postmortem show. $15, you get the after party, the postmortem show, and a commercial-free, not safe for work version of this year's show. So support us at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. We're also going to talk about on the postmortem show. One of the financiers of Michael Moore's latest movie. And it might surprise you. And some news out of Florida that's actually good news. Florida did something right for a change. That's right. Don't adjust your dial. Florida did something right for a change. So we're going to talk about that coming up. It's the postmortem show. Join us also on the after party tomorrow, Friday. I have no idea what we're going to talk about yet, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be full of obscenities, as always. You can get it at bobseska.com, also at patreon.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the postmortem show. Bye.